Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you're ready to go wild. This is a great show today. I know a lot of you are tuning in and getting ready to call that 773-897-6461 number, and we got a great show today. I do know I want to let all of you know that we are at a PG level. For those of you tuning in, this normally isn't. We do talk a lot of adult subjects, but today we are a little bit higher. If you're a little bit of awkward about magic, sex, working with individuals, the word Donald Trump scares you, you might go away today, because unfortunately that's what we're going to do. We're going to get wild here. And I say we, those of you tuning in are really excited. We got people calling in that number, so hang on. We're going to have a few readings. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to talk to our phenomenal hostess. Liz, a minute here with you guys that are reaching in. Yes, who am I? I am Jethro. I am born with the psychic ability, being able to see energies of aura. For years, I was able to work with individuals of it because I had a near-death drowning experience and had clairaudience. So for those of you tuning in, I want you to get ready to grab on to the fact that these are real live psychics. So, you know, we do encourage you to do some of these things at home for those of you who are talking magic and light. So be ready. Grab pen and paper, grab phone, grab whatever you can, and get ready to go wild with one, the phenomenal. This is an actor, producer, psychic medium. She's worked in the community as an activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8. Since then, she's been on radio, film, and TV, and in the living rooms across America. She specializes in energy and flow with people, working just phenomenal. We love her as our white witch, Patty Negri. Patty, how are you?
I am excellent. Wow, that was a great intro all the way around. I'm going to tune in. As soon as you say it might be a little bit adult, it's like, we're there.
I'm a writing professor, Patty's a Libra, and I can't wait to hear about it. I've got so many questions. All of you guys got questions. We've been marketing, for those of you that tuned in, we do have a couple of things that are touchy subject. Melva has had some things done. She's put it out on the new computer. Those of you checking in, you can verify there on the WW website. I will be putting that in the room or on Facebook. We're talking serious subjects. Melva has had some work done. She would like Patty's opinion about this. So those of you tuning in, get ready to talk discussion. Those of you know the latest in the news. We have a lot of friends wanting to know what happened here with Donald Trump and the fact that there was some casting done. We're going to get Patty's opinion on that and a lot more magic. Patty, let's just start this out for a little bit. You know, we talked about you've done this since the age of 8. This is something that we get a lot of fan emails and a lot of worried about. My husband wants me to try a seance. My friend has brought me up. How to help a few people, give them some of the knowledge here. What should they and shouldn't do if they are going to have a seance in their home soon?
Okay. If you're going to have a seance in your home, have your own set of boundaries and belief systems. Literally, what I always say is like, okay, if something comes up, who are you going to call if you get scared? And there's not a right or wrong one, but again, if you work with angels, you set up your angel wards. If you work with Christ, the Christ light, you set up Jesus, Christ light. You set up with your spirit guides. Know your parameters. The other first thing to know is that this is our realm of existence. They have to play by our rules. They only have power over us if we give it to them. And when you see the crazy stuff on TV, whether it's in seances or possessions, people have allowed that, not necessarily on purpose, but because they didn't know that they're the ones in control or out of fear or anger, you know, unless you're mentally really off it or a severe drug or alcohol problem, we are in control. So when you want to do a seance, be very, very careful of who is allowed in on the other realm. You wouldn't just open your front door and say, anybody come on in. No, you want to be only beings of light, only spirits attached, or not attached, but a spirit's part of the people at the seance table, family, loved ones, light beings. Specifically say, no dark spirits, no tricksters, because there's a lot of that just mischievous tricksters out there. They're going to tell you they're their mama, but they're not your mama. You know, so no tricksters allowed. You set your parameters and boundaries. You set a sacred space, whatever that means to you. Again, if you need to light candles, you need to work elemental, call in the air and the fire and the water and the earth, call in the Christ, the white light, whatever works for you, you set your literal and spatial parameters. The same thing would be if you include a Ouija board in it or not. What I always say is a Ouija board is it's like a gun. You got to know how to use it. It is a portal. I don't think it should be sold at Toys R Us. I think it should be set with a whole different set of directions than this is not a game. But again, be really careful who you invite in and allow in. You open it, you close it. The same as a seance. You open it, you close it. Have your protection modes. Do you work with holy water or some kind of a protection oil? Again, the parameters spatially as far as energetically. When you close the seance, make sure you, number one, tell anybody at your seance they have to be respectful. They could be a little bit skeptical, okay, but they have to be respectful, because when spirits do come in, you know, they don't like it if they come all the way in. That isn't easy for all of them if you're, you know, an idiot about it. You have to be respectful. And then when it's time, thank the spirits who come in. Again, only invite in good spirits, light spirits, connected to you spirits. And then when it's time to close it, again, be respectful. Thank them. Have them, and then picture them stepping back, and literally close the veil. Just like you're opening the veil. It's like you're opening the door and you're closing the door. Make sure you close it. And again, opening and closing the veil can be done many ways. With prayer, with magic, with elements, with incenses, with sound, with gongs, with chimes. Bells are often a part of a seance because it rings in and opens the veil. There's many, many ways to do it, but more than anything is your intent, and in the light and boundaries. That's it.
Perfect.
That was that long-winded or what?
That was perfect, and I got it out. We've got a lot of people emailing. I can't believe that Patty doesn't think it should be sold at Toys R Us. I've never had a problem with it. I'm very impressed with the fact that she does take precautions. This is a professional. I like Patty. I don't care what she says. She knows what she's doing. We got people writing in the mail. Just keep writing. We'll just keep reading, and we'll just keep working with you individually. I love that. Patty, you know, as a Christian light worker, I love what you just said there. This isn't a sporting thing. This isn't something that you would let your children. You've got to be a professional. But if you want to speak to someone, you want to work with this, and, you know, I know those of you know with my Christianity light work, Patty is very light worker. There is a difference, and that's something we're going to bring up a bit today. For those of you tuning in, this is not the child show to watch. This is the adult show. Get ready. We're going to talk about Donald Trump, sex, magic, light work, get strong. We'll take a few readings. I hope you guys are ready to come in and have us show you how we do this. Make sure you go over to our website and check it out if you would like more information. Mine is psychicjethro.com, and her Patty's is pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. Having a great time. I had a lot of you writing in the funnest stuff. We're going to go ahead and touch those subjects, so I do want you guys to get ready for this. Melda is wrote here, and this was actually done in March over the air and also worked out with other individuals on a magic line. Those of you who want to see the WW site, I will send that to you. Melda is she does not cast magic herself. She believes that she has had a spell put on her for the last 3.5 years. She would like to know, can a spell caster be lying to her in order to use her body to perform sex favors? She also wants to know, how does she stop this? Because Melva has been having some experience that she believes has recently from someone casting a sex spell on her, had her doing acts that she normally wouldn't do. Patty, what is your theory on that?
Yes, you take control, because nobody, this world, spellcaster, that world, you should never have to do anything that you don't want to do, period. And if you're doing something that you don't want to be doing, unless it's just a little, you know, your excuse for that, then no, if somebody's put something upon you, number one, say no and do it, and just be really clear with your body, with your God, with your spirit. Number two, just coincidentally, just 2 days ago or yesterday, and I just posted it on Facebook today, I put in my newsletter this month a little lemon uncrossing spell. All you need is a lemon and some salt and some sweet little words that I put in there. If anybody has literally put a spell on you, it will suck all the negativity up into the spell. Even if most times it isn't. No one's put a spell or a curse or a whatever. We just kind of the negativity and things swirl around and create it. The biggest, you know, spell or curse you could put on somebody is telling them you're going to do it. You don't really do it, and then they create it themselves because of our power of the mind. But if somebody has, or even if they haven't, with this lemon spell, again, it is on Facebook right now. It's, you go to my newsletter, my Witch's Brew newsletter, it says right there, my favorite uncasting lemon spell. It'll cost you one lemon. You do it with passion, you set it out and dry it. Now, even if you think or you know who this spellcaster is, consciously do not picture them or say their name while you're cutting the lemon and salting it. Because just in case it wasn't them, or just in case it was somebody else, or it just got created in the ethers, you don't want to be putting this on them specifically. Even if you're 100% sure you know it was them, again, consciously don't try to picture them or say their name. You're just putting out any negative scent towards you, any negative spell or energy or a thought, and it's all going to suck in. If it was them, which it probably was, it's still going to work on them. But just for whatever case, you don't have any negative coin or negative karma to pay, because you're not sending it to anybody in particular, just the negative energy. It's real simple. Anybody could do it. It's fun. Have fun with it. And it's powerful.
Oh, my gosh.
And nobody will make, yeah, nobody will make you do anything you don't want to do ever again.
See, and I love that. Those of you tuning in, it is aware. We do have that. And I have a lot of controversy. We do understand, for those of you, this is light work. And those of you who've ever dealt with this, that's why Patty's giving you ways to do this. We want you to believe your beliefs as we believe ours, and we welcome you. There's a lot of calls coming in, so get ready. We're going to have some fun with that. They're like, Patty's on a fire. I believe what Patty says. I know it's true. She was my friend, also had something happen and had to have someone help her. Thank you, Patty, for the lemon. I will try it, because I've been going through some things in myself. Deborah writes, all of you fans, get ready to go wild. We're going to grab those phones. We've got some little fun here. Let's give a little bit of prizes away. Those of you know that we do that with light work. We're going to be giving away a beautiful turquoise necklace here. So if you're going on our site, go to psychicjethro.com. Say, I've heard of you, Psychic Glenn Wolf. What's your name in? You're at the last of the show in about 40-some minutes. It's going fast for all of you guys calling in. We'll be able to answer and give one of those prizes away. If you haven't had a chance, get in the chat and say, hey, we are in there live right now. We have a lot of guests. Welcome, Gemini Moon, and some of the other guests that have come in. I want to take just a second here and kind of go through a little bit with some of your friends that are contacting you. This is excellent news. I have a lady here that's writing me. Deborah wants to know, Patty, I'm very concerned. My son is playing with the tarot. There's no stopping him. He is 12 years old. My fear is that I've understood that someone else did the tarot, and then he started having multiple personalities from it. My church has informed me that if he continues with this and I can't keep him from it, my son may be lost to the spirit of light. I'm very concerned, and what do you feel about it?
Okay, tarot is a tool. It's a psychic tool. It's a spiritual tool. I've never heard of anybody having multiple personalities from using the tarot. But again, just like when we were talking about seance, it's boundaries. You don't want to obsess about anything. You don't even want to obsess about ice cream cones or hugging trees. You've got to find the balance. Your son, there is nothing evil or negative about a tarot deck in my mind. It's how you use it, just like everything. But make sure your son has balance. At that age, don't tell him it's wrong or he can't do it. As a rule, that will make them definitely want to do it and definitely, you know, to sneak into it. Just say, okay, well, just, you know, find some guidance with that. You know, if work within your belief system, like, you know, before he works with it, that, you know, he stays in the right mental spot, calls in, you know, the right guides that he wants to ask questions of. But, yeah, I would just worry about the obsession part. I wouldn't worry about anything. I would just address the obsession part and not necessarily the tarot part. And he's not going to get – if anybody's getting multiple personalities, it's not because they read a tarot card or learned that.
I love it. Those of you tuning in for the world news, we're going to be discussing some of the world news on MetroCo.com about the fact that witches are putting a spell on Donald Trump at midnight. There was a lot of discussion starting back in February 24th. For those of you new to that, I'm going to read you a little bit of it, and then we're going to get Patty's opinion on it. For those of you new to this, Lana Del Rey, a big name who's very well known in the magic realm and field, has also begun. She was also in the movement of it. There's quite a few people who want to remain silent or want it, or they're known as the private magic order. So those of you contacting and asking about this news, please look it up, check it out on Google, get your opinion. The last one we have here right now was actually WW in March 3rd of 2017 on Fox News. And they're discussing the resistance. There are people doing both. We're going to ask Patty's opinion here on the binding spell and some of the work that was done to put, and Patty's opinion on what she feels happens here. With a lot of you guys writing in, oh my gosh, the witch queen Leslie McQuad, for instance, opposed the events. She's helped organize a magical resistance against that. So those of you, this is a big topic. I got a lot of you guys going crazy. Hang on. Don't text. Leave the driving to Patty. Patty, we've got witches on all sides fighting this, that you can't bind someone if you're not
okay.
Doing. What do you feel?
Okay. What I feel, I feel it got a little too sensationalized and maybe too publicized, but how do you get across to the whole world without putting it out to the whole world? I did a version of the binding spell because everyone's fearful. You know, somebody else whose belief system is like, we're going to go in to pray about it, they go in to pray about it, which is do spell work. I did not do the one as written because there are certain things that are against my belief system and my integrity, but I just left those words out and made up my own words, just like anybody would do within their thing. I needed to keep it in my sense of integrity and ethics, but I did want to put what more like a protection spell than a binding, just that, you know, that he cannot hurt us any more than, you know, he is. I think, sadly, it became too public. Had everybody kind of done it quietly on their own, it would have been, you know, not turned into a good versus bad, this versus that. It'd be the same thing that people walk into their church or their temple and they pray. But that's what we do. What witches do is we do take fate into our own hands. We believe in magic. We believe in, well, ritual. Everybody does ritual, spell casting. But again, there, of course, there's good and bad in everything, and there's light and dark in everything, even in every belief system. Most witches, and all the witches I know, we base everything on integrity, everything on virtue, everything on honesty and the right thing to do, because we can't do three Hail Marys and be forgiven. We are responsible for what we do. So honestly, the witches I know are, you know, have as much integrity, if not more, than any preacher, man of the cloth, clergy I know, because we have to take ourselves very, very seriously. So, though I didn't do it as written, I didn't see anything that was evil or negative in it.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, this is real, this is live, and we're here discussing this. We're talking about what's in the news right now. We have a couple of other friends writing in. If you read in the news right now, you can see that one of the things that impressed me the most about what Patty's saying is that Rosalind Norton and other individuals are really advocately going at this. We have Mary Pat Alzevedo, those of you know it, an Arizona participant, who regarded the spell as a unity prayer. She explained in DBC, if those of you were tuning in, that a true witch would never cast without their permission, the prayer of well-being for other beings. She also brings in the fact that she's doing some psalm prayers with other individuals. She's saying exactly what Patty's telling you, to say a prayer for protection, to put things out to keep the person there. So we feel that there's people agreeing. We've got them all over the news writing. I can't believe this. Patty hit it right on the head. These people tried to sensationalize something that we as Wiccans that are known through all countries to do in light work. Jethro, you as a Christian agreed, as you said in your show 2 weeks ago, that you called him orange-haired one, so that he needed to work on things. What do you feel? I feel what we're talking about, I feel we need to put light, prayers, and protection. And I feel that just exactly what we've got. You're talking to a light group here. So we're trying to make the best for everyone. I respect the man's job. I politely say I don't think it's an easy one. But I also, in the same respect, want him to be professional in light. And I do prayers for him. Ironically, those of you who tuned in have heard me address that light work, because as Christian, I want him mind, sound, body, in the position. I don't care what he owns. I don't care where he got, what he got, what he get. What I care right now is that he's sitting in that office being mentally sound. And like Patty said before, there's a lot of opinions about it. So those of you tuning in, we're getting wilder. We've got the phones going full. We're going to grab a couple of calls. We're going, Jethro, you guys always go intense. I love your show. You've got me thinking. I'm looking up, what else did he do this week? We didn't say he did it. He's just bringing up an opinion. 8570, what do you know? This is Psychic Sunwire.
Hey, Jethro. Hey, Patty. It's DC.
Hey,
DC. Welcome,
DC. Hey, this is like deja vu. When I first connected with you guys, it was around this time and everything, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is so incredible. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. So very
full circle.
Cool.
Oh.
We love that. We're doing a Rated R show. Can you come to Rated R shows, DC? Are you still doing PG? No, I'm teasing you. How are you doing, DC? We love you.
I'm always there. If you invite me, I'll be back. As long as I'm invited, I'll come. I would love to come. So, oh, my goodness. But I want to ask you, May has been a crazy month for me. I mean, I go to sleep and I have these crazy dreams. The one dream I kept hearing Branson, North Carolina, about 6 or 7 times before I woke up. And then the next night I had this big, massive alien, probably about 10 foot tall. He had on this blue, it looked like a bodysuit, but I don't know if it was skin or a bodysuit, with like a galactic map and these little lights on it. He had a blue face, and he flew down from the sky with this little black dog on his back, and he spent the day with my husband and family.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's just, I don't have these kind of crazy dreams. I'm just thinking, oh, my gosh, like, what is going on?
Ooh. Excellent. Would you like to, Patty, or would you like me to go what I feel?
Do you want to start? I'm formulating some stuff, but if you're ready to formulate, go.
I do, and I do feel that the energy is telling you the place there is a point. There's something very important about it. I would look at the ley lines of it. I feel that in dreams,
okay,
it has to come through symbology. I feel your little blue person from outside is a new beginning for you of light work of blue, communicating, something to experience. It's going to be good because you said it visited the whole family. I feel as you as a good psychic and a worker dreaming about it means that it's a new baby. I feel it's something new, positive, that you're going to experience. It's going to benefit everyone. I see your family as you've become so open. I'm so grateful I got to be part of, you know, working with you, and just so good that your angels are telling you that now, because of that baby, energy. You can do anything you want in a new level is why it was an ET activity. I do know that aliens also come through for angel work, as you know, and that angel's telling me Michael is helping you, and the blue and the green of Raphael with Chamille is putting that voice of a lighter work for your mediumship. So another level. You scare me. Sometimes you're like an elevator. We can't get you to calm down.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I can't top how he said it. That's what I was going to say, that these are descriptions of your life, your real life, where you're going, how you're doing, yeah, your strengths, your where you're moving into. So he said it so much better.
Thank you. Oh, I love you guys. You're going to come back. We'll get you on the schedule. Me and you and Patty will rock them wild. We'll talk about psychic women.
It's incredible. The two of you guys. The energy is so overwhelmingly beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. It takes one to hear one. Magic girl.
Because without the two of you, I wouldn't do what I'm doing, you know. You guys are totally amazing, and you guided me and, you know, helped me to get started. I mean, it's still like a dream. I'm just so blessed.
Yeah. We love you. We better get wild. There's people pushing. They said, we want all three of you. These people are going wild. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay?
All right. Love you.
Bye. Put the water by your bed to even increase the dreams.
Did you get that, DC? Yes, you did. She's still on.
Okay.
We got people texting
for
a while. We got all of you going. Chester, you and Patty have made it crazy here. I have my friend arguing with me. I looked up Patty. Patty's been on TV and everything else. I've got to tell you, I was really impressed by looking at her aura. This is a light worker who does things that other people are nervous of. Look at this, you guys that are writing in. There's a lot of controversy. I'm a little nervous about the fact I don't know if I could look at Patty the same. If she's using magic, who says she's not put a spell on me? Oh, come on, Ryan. Of course she put a spell on you. She's magic. The woman's
let me say though, and ethics and witchcraft are strong. I would never put a spell on anybody without their permission. Ever. Mm-hmm. Never have, never would. Because that's manipulative magic. The difference in good magic and bad magic, black magic and white magic, is the manipulative part. And I think I've said this before, like a love spell. Somebody wants a love spell, okay, let's help bring you the beautiful love of your life. If somebody wants a love spell on a certain person, I wouldn't do it for all the money in the world. We don't have that certain person's permission. That's black magic, as sweet as it seems. So nobody, again, in an ethical witch, a good witch, a light worker witch, never ever think that they might have put a spell on you, because that's our great sin. No, we won't.
I love
that. Not saying there aren't witches out there who would, but try. Pretty much everybody's listening to this show is a little bit or a lot intuitive. You have a sense. You're listening to a spiritual radio show right now. Can't you tell the good ones from the not so good ones? Don't you get a little feeling in your gut whether you're going to a new psychic or intuitive or medium or witch or whatever? Trust that. You know it. Even the sneaky ones, you kind of know inside. Even the ones that they're saying they're good, but you know, something a little off. Trust you, there might be something a little off.
Getting real, we're getting wild. Brittany writes in, Jennifer, I want to talk to you about relationships and astrology and get Patty's opinion on this with the energy. I did love your Facebook article about being with the lovely Gemini. I've watched you for years and I agree with you. Yes, you're a Scorpio in love with a Gemini. There is other factors, rising and moon. It bothers me very much when I see an astrologer write down quickly, oh, this don't work or that don't work. For example, my husband is a Capricorn and I am a Cancer. The really hard problem we have is my husband's very financially strong about things, where I'm more happy at home. We do have arguments, and sometimes we've thrown a few dishes at each other. People are a little leery around my place because I did do light candle magic for a while. As Patty said, no harm to others. It helped my sister during a hard time, and actually my husband a minute later helped his business. So I just want to tease you and Patty and have you give some opinions. Have you guys ever had relationships with other people things didn't work, but you psychically defended them? Oh, good one. Good question.
Dr. Love. Well, I'll start. Are you sure? Because you're Dr.
Yeah.
Love.
Thank you. Okay, well, you're Nurse Love. Let's give these to people some love.
Well, yeah, of course. If there's no hard, all I can say is there's no hard and fast anything. There's ways of being, like a sign with that sign with the other sign, but we're all individual beings. there's not another soul like us on this whole universe, let alone whole planet. So don't let anybody ever tell you this is right or this is wrong. You listen to your own, again, heart, integrity, knowing. That's all I have to say on the subject.
and I love it. See, Patty's right about the love. And I want to tease you guys. I'm going to read you a little article from an older psychic, nothing bad about this, but the old astrology. It was a very phenomenal name. Scorpios are known to have a very strict sense of humor. They often don't laugh enough, and they will sometimes not eat or do other things for their own concern. Be careful and watch this person at all times. Now, I'm going to tease you guys. I'm a Scorpio. Do I act like that? You all know from the show, I'm always eating. I can't stop laughing. The most funnest thing about it is I love to laugh, dance, and be silly. According to his astrology, I was not compatible. So for a couple of years, I didn't have to admit, you have to, just like a psychic, you have to find your right one. He had a phenomenal name, and I didn't do enough research to realize that you need to know all of the astrology. For those of you that are contacting, get someone who has a lot more. If someone puts a bandage on you and says, oh, Patty, you're a Libra, so you're a little shy, and you'll probably be always timid, and people will probably put you in the library. You hear that? And Patty's laughing. Oh, yeah. Patty Negri's going to be sitting in the library. No, Patty's going to be a dancer on stage, laughing, producing, being psychic, being the magic girl she is. They didn't take the whole part of the apple. What you need to do is you need to study all of it and know. And so I do agree with you. Your Cancer astrology does compatible opposite with him. You like to cook at home. He likes to have that castle. He's making the money. You're the one taking care of behind. You're the queen behind the throne. You laugh about passion. You haven't hurt anybody. You broke a few dishes. I bet the passionate love between you two probably scares the neighbors, but they're taking notes. I bet they're sitting over there going, oh, my gosh, if this isn't Tantra, somebody over there knows Kama Sutra. So that's what I'm going to tell you. Get ready for adult. We are going to rated R for those use, but just those talking about sex. We've always talked about it. We just put it politely, remember another word. Today's a real live adult show. Get ready to grab the phones. We got 510. You've been so patient. We got a bunch of people. How you doing, 510?
Hi, this is Cynthia.
Welcome, Cynthia. What do you think?
How's it going?
Wonderful.
Better now.
Love
you
the show.
You stayed through the show. A lot of people got scared and left, and new people have come along, and you and a couple of others have stayed. Are we scaring you, or are you calling friends? What are you doing, Cynthia?
Well, I'm a friend of Patty's.
Oh, help us.
Yeah. And, no, I really love the topic. I love the, you know, just about spells and everything. And I was asking about manifestations. How would that work if, say, you have an intention to better yourself, and say there's somebody who's opposing you?
Okay, so it's like about, you have intention. Well, if you have an intention to better yourself, are you talking about yourself, like you want something for you, and you think someone is opposing it?
Yeah, overall, I was wondering that question. But, yeah, for me, right now I'm waiting for a settlement to come through. And I'm kind of in limbo. So, you know, there's only so many things I could do. But, yeah, I was just wondering how that works.
Okay, well, the thing with magic, which is the same thing with every spiritual thing, it's intent, and it's the clarity of the intent. It's that laser beam thing that creates it. And body, mind, spirit, we all know that everything we do for our head first, we create it, then we take action to do what we can do. So, of course, on the lawsuit you would do. And any magical working, again, yes, this is an area to be careful, because you can't force something, you know, you're walking on the edge of, is this ethical magic? Force it to, I have to win this. But if you know you're right. in the right, you would go, let the judge see the truth. Keep everyone with an open mind. Keep integrity in who's ever doing the hearings. Keep loving, keep light. Keep me clear with everything I have to do. Keep me out of fear. Keep me in hope. Again, you start, it's like the recipes that you're putting into your cake mix. That's
right.
The way I would good do it. So if somebody, you know, I don't get it this way, it's consciously working against you. It's this side against that side. It's not, make it personal if it's not personal. They're just trying to save their money or do whatever they're doing. But, again, you need the visualization. See the right outcome. See it, smell it, taste it, live into this. You winning, you doing whatever you're doing. But then putting it out to the universe, again, just come in with what's right. What, come from your highest place. Like, okay, let the judge or whoever really hear this, see the sides. This is my truth. Let them see that, hear that, smell that. And there you go.
You go.
Well, I like that. Thank you very much.
Leslie, Suki, we love you. Thank you for staying in. Helps tell your
love
friends
you
to listen.
Too.
We are
Yay.
Wild. We're going to get a bunch of you guys on the phone. I got people going, Jessica, you never pick up the phone. We're picking it up today. I hope your on psychic's gone well. And I got to laugh at you guys are doing it. Go to our website if you want the full read. This is just an appetizer to what happens. I've had a lot of individuals tell me that they've listened to Patty, watched Patty, like to get to talk to Patty. Dominique writes in, I'm going to be out in L.A., California, Patty. I know that you do events there. Can you tell me what's coming up in the future where I might actually get to physically see you and have a reading of some kind?
Well, if you're in the Southland, you could always call me and come physically see people. I literally do see people from my house in the Hollywood Hills around my dining room table. I do occasional events. Actually, we're contemplating and figuring out how to do another Federation conference here, a big one, a little one, and anyone. I do workshops here, sign up for my newsletter, whether they're around a campfire in my big backyard or, again, around my living room doing different kinds of things, and some public seances. I'm actually doing a public seance, again, 8 people around my dining room table tomorrow night. So there's lots of ways to do it if you're here in the Southland, in the L.A. area. Just call me.
Call her. You guys can go to pattynegri.com. Check it out. You got to do this. We love all of you guys. We're going to take a little bit. I know a lot of you are writing and going, Jessica, we've got to know, and we're going to try and get as many as we can. Definitely you want to take a little time. We're talking about personal energy here. And this is a question, a very good question for those of you tuning in. Patty, I've always believed that sex magic should be abstained. I understood that if I did Sky Clan, I was closer with the energy. My teacher had worked with me a couple of years of this, and I did work, but I always did abstinence and used it in actually some sex magic. How do you feel about that? Am I confused? Should I be having more sex or less? Wow.
Well, sex in itself, sex magic and sex are sort of two different things. Sex magic is using that energy, that life force that is created from sex. Sex on its own is just sex on its own, whatever you're doing. Skyclad has nothing really to do with sex. Skyclad is that freedom that if you're doing ritual Skyclad, it doesn't mean you're going to do sex magic. They're two completely different things. That is literally you are there naked. And from the universe, from the spirits, that's what Skyclad is. We're all on equal levels. It's nothing to do with sexuality. And sex magic, I mean, there's many, 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 many forms of it, just like there's many forms of everything. But true sex magic is almost always done, well, I'm not going to say that, but more often than not, done singular by yourself, and it's rarely even come to like to climax because it's that energy you're creating for magical work. So the way I've been trained over the years is really it's much more sex on your own, and again you stop yourself before you get there, and you're sending off that energy to healing or to love or to whatever you're doing. So it isn't let's just all go have wild crazy sex and say we're doing sex magic. Absolute opposite of that.
I love it. This is going to be really got a lot of people. You guys just cleared up for me because I had understood. I was glad that I understood. For those of you tuning in, what she said, Skyclad is actually without clothing. It has very little to do that. Those of you who turn some of this into a very good topic here, we've got a lot of people. You're definitely going to have to get a hold of us, take the time. I do want Patty to let them know about her wonderful newsletter that she sends out. And those of you who'd like to get in on our newsletter, send it to you need to send it to in care of Jethro at psychicjethro.com, and I send the emails. Patty can tell you, she'll verify here. She gets the emails too. So just send them to both or send it to us. Tell us you want to get in. We're sending out newsletters. We have a Psychic's Gone Wild newsletter that will be out here about the end of May, and it's going to tell you what's going on. Where's Jethro? I'm in Tampa, for those of you know, here in May. Make sure you get booked in. I am doing a light work ritual. You have to bring an orange with you. You have to make an RSP. Get with me to come with us there at the beach. It will be an early morning with it. We will let others come around, but they won't be able to join in the light work because I do some light work there with the Christianity with the water, and I want you to bring an orange to absorb that negative on you. Honey, we're going to get that letter. Tell them how they can get your one and how they can get into your – I know you do a newsletter.
Yeah. Again, I just posted it on Facebook today, my regular Patty Negri or my Patty Negri Psychic Medium, also Twitter, all those social medias. But if you just go to my website, pattynegri.com, on several places it says sign up for my newsletter. If you want to go look at my current one that just came out yesterday or my last 15 or 16 over the last 3 years, go to my little media section and then my little Witch's Brew newsletter section. And it's just always handy, light, good, from how to keep your house clear, love, you know, a little bit of love magic, the lemon spell is the last one, gratitude, you know, things like that. Just kind of helpful hints for magical living. You don't have to be a witch and you don't have to be a psychic. Just, you know, working with nature and life.
I love it, those of you tuning in. This is Debbie writes down, Jethro, I need to ask Patty a favor in Texas. I have found out that I'm over 6 months pregnant. That's great news. The thing that's maybe got me very apprehensive is I found out that my husband from the last 2 years has not shared with me that he has been open and doing psychic work in his family. Now, since his baby's coming, we're having a lot of discussions about this. I'm trying to be very open, and I'm listening to your show today. My real name is not Debbie, and I'm going to go by that because I know my family is going to scream and gun down the road when I explained to them they may be having a grandchild that can do magic tricks. Is it true what they wrote about Tabitha and Bewitched, or is this a lot of silly TV, Patty?
I don't know what they said about Tabitha Bewitched, but watch your wording. It's not magic tricks. It's magic. Magic tricks are what a guy does who works, pulls a rabbit out of his hat and does card things. Magic with a K and instead of the E is, again, working with nature, moving energy, creating. Christians do it too. Christians do magic. They do it with prayer and prayer circles. It's the same. So, yes, it is a bloodline thing. So if your husband has this, that's beautiful. I wouldn't be worried about him doing this magic thing. I would just let him know that it's something he could tell you about versus having to keep secrets. And if your child has this gift, it is just that, a gift. The bloodline isn't always like parents, parents, parents. There is a magical bloodline, just like there's an angel bloodline. People who, you know, Jethro might be my brother. Our mothers weren't the same and our fathers weren't the same, but there is a magical being bloodline too. Some people call it angel blood. Some people call it witch blood. Some people call it extraterrestrial ET blood. There's many, many names for that gifted thing, but it's kind of magic in the blood.
Excellent. Those are turning. It's real. It's live. We're discussing big topics. I'm taking notes, Patty. I think you should write a book on it. I would love to hear your thoughts on so many things. Thank you so much. I will have to listen later. This is Ted over here in Burbank, and I think you're one of the best people in the lounge. Oh, this is pretty. All you guys turn in. This is We're Getting Wild. Call 773-897-646. Well, we're going to grab that phone again. Hey, 678, you weren't too late. You've been hanging in. You're here to talk.
Hi. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I had a question concerning employment. I am waiting to hear about moving forward for in-person interview for director of accounting position for a commercial real estate company. So do you see what the stagnation is and when it'll materialize?
Wow. Can I get your first name? I'm sorry, I have to get permission from the guy.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I told you. Kathy, I apologize.
No, Kathy.
You may have. We might have just missed it.
Welcome to our party. You're in, Kathy.
Oh, my God. As common as name as could be, Kathy.
No, you're not common. You're a cutie, and I feel your energy. I love what your angel said. But showing me some little activity. I'm getting a little bit of problems here, physical, a little bit of pain with you, Kathy. Has this been heart-rending for you? Something's causing you stress.
Oh, there's a lot causing me stress.
Oh, health my
issues,
goodness.
Job issues, house issues. I have a lot on my plate.
I can feel it. That's why we're both going, how am I?
Yeah, it's too much for one to bear right about now.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think with the contract? Any cards? Anything?
Well, I think I feel something good. It definitely has. Did you use the word stall? There's definitely a something got heavied out, some kind of a blockage. It feels like something is going to come through though, but there's definitely a road block. So this is where you can push some energy into it. Yes, if there's literal phone calls or emails or message you could do, but even if you can't do that, an energetic thing, because I think you've got just as stalled or blocked with the energy as it, because thinking they have. Does that make sense? You're kind of losing some faith in it. You're kind of losing some, and you're the one that's got to keep it. They're gonna tune into you.
Oh, well, I keep saying this is my job. They'll call me, etc. But this has been going on since February. I talked to them about 2 weeks ago, and they're like, "You're still in the running." They've been doing some transition and some reorganizing, and they thought last week they would have started interviewing. So it's just, I think it's them with the hold up, and I keep trying to push it because I know if I can get in front of them that I can do well on the interview, because I can do that job with my eyes closed, not just trying to tweet my, I can do that job with my eyes closed. No, but it's just getting in front of them. It's the issue.
That's beautiful. That's the spirit. That's the spirit to send out to them. Yeah. You can make that happen. I think it is them. That's why I said the block is that if they are restructuring or all those funny words corporations and businesses use, they just weren't ready for someone yet. But, you know, you'll get in there, and I think you're going to wow them.
Yeah.
We're blue underwear.
Yeah, blue underwear. Patty says, I feel this energy that you were talking about manifesting. The reason why I'm feeling the congestion is that we've got to release, you're right on it, get up there for them, see the energy, know it, be ready. And I see that this other thing that what I'm feeling and why I'm getting the other part of the congestion with the green is I feel you're so heartfelt into this. I feel like I would do a little bit of verbalizing with the angel somewhere else or your spirit guides and with the light and go, I am doing, I've got this, and it's just the betterment for everyone. Because I feel a lot of emotion tied to this. And the guys are teasing me. They said that you will do well in what you've also wanted, and that's handling all of it at one piece. You must take this path, so you're right in with it. But I feel like the heart one, a little bit of breathing work, setting light in, holding into that green chakra and release, and some Kuan Yin work for the pink, unconditional love there, what I'm feeling.
Okay. Can you get either one of you how much longer it'll be before it happens, or see anything else that'll come through before then?
4 weeks. They keep telling me it's within 3 to 4 weeks. I feel that there's still that, and we get that. And I feel like you're going to help release that to make it quicker. Something, you've got other forces, other people who don't want this to come through in that county. There's something they're fighting you, and I feel like unfortunately you don't realize that they're not telling you to your face because they're not sure how to deal with this. But there's something politically going on that's blocking, is what I feel. I keep seeing a man.
Okay.
I see a person who's got kind of petty. He keeps playing with his pencils. You want to grab him and go, stop playing with that and talk to me. I feel like there's someone who's a little bitty, and you're like, okay. Well, and watch his eye contact. He is looking, but he's not able to look right at you. He's playing this little, and he gets nervous. That's what I'm being told.
I wonder, that's interesting, because it is a male that I would be interviewing with. That would be my boss, the CFO, so. And he's new, so maybe that's very enlightening. Thank you for that. Yeah.
And then, Kathy, you put pink towards that little hotcake. You put that unconditional love, and you surround it. You wear those blue panties like Patty says. You go in there with the cute legs and the idea of, I've got the job, baby. I'm going to make you my friend. You're going to love me, and there is as it shall be times three. And you go in, you grab a hold of him with the higher energy, and you're going to have it. And what's good is you're going to call us later, and we'll let you know. And if he's odd, I will the same energy to spank it. No, I'm teasing. I can't do that. Those are right. Jethro, what are you doing? I sometimes face up to tease. I guess when I'm going, Jethro, what is he spanking? We're going to send in light to make him good. Because I can feel we need you to laugh and get Gabriel in there. You got to laugh it off. Visualize he's naked. Visualize he's silly. Visualize he's sitting there with a tutu on. You know, it's like, okay, you know, you got really bad hairy legs. You need to work on that. You just got to get yourself so silly that when you go in, you're who you are. Because, Kathy, I feel you got a lot more potential, but I feel he's nervous politically, and you're feeling it. But we just got to go, you know what? I'm the best candidate, and you know it, hotcake. Now, you know, don't be silly. You know?
Okay.
I love you. We love you. Thank you for calling. I hope you had a good time. It was the first time calling in. Was it hard to get in?
What did you say, sir?
Was it hard to get in the radio show? Yeah.
No, I called and waited. I called maybe 7 minutes before the show started. So.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, your number was going wild on me. That's my laugh. I thank you for giving me input, and I'm glad. We definitely let us know what you feel, and try to get that turquoise. That'd be a beautiful thing for you to wear. Go to the website and put in Music Curtis and see what you know how you feel with me and Patty.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got all you guys in Jupiter, you're too wild. What is happening? Mercury's going backwards, causing energy. Also, Venus is. For those of you who know that Libra and working, that planet's going through a transition right now with Saturn, which means karma. So those of you, what do you really love? And you're going to laugh. All of us that have done this last meditation the last couple of days, as this energy starts, we'll be going out May 9th. Everything will go back. You need to, during this time of Mercury, be doing introspection of what do you really love about you. No, I'm not saying fall in love with yourself. I'm not being, don't make kinky jokes. Don't make me embarrassed. Great. But then right there, what you want to do is you want to do what you really love about you. Look at yourself as an energy. Do you love your relationship? Do you love your career? And then work on building blocks of that to enhance and better yourself with karma. I love my relationship because we are building a future together to help more people. Take out some community work. Work with that Aquarius age. This is a time, because of the Saturn pushing a lot of pressure in Scorpio, my astrology, work with those intense feelings of what you're doing. I have someone right in Jethro, are you becoming a narcissist? Never. I'm probably a little bit insecure, but what I'm doing is I want you to find that energy of you. How can you best complement the universe? What it does by manifesting and putting that out and opening that energy of yourself, it helps you get through this karmic energy, you know, of what's going on right now until May 9th. You'll see a very positive on 10th. Patty, any words of advice for anyone that's dealt with some negative magic? They're saying that they've had things done, they've worked with it, they've moved on, but now they have an apprehension. How do they overcome being afraid of the word magic?
That's just a reteaching of yourself, and as I often say, it's easy as you allow it to be or hard as you make it. My best thing to deal with, you know, little things that we have set in our ways that might limit us, whether it's our thought process or things from our childhood or past relationships, is getting a white bath, getting a big old bathtub of salt and sugar and milk. Light a white candle and then go back there and then put that you in front of you, whether it's the 5-year-old you or it's the 20-year-old you that had some bad experience with magic. Visualize that person and then let them tell you their perceptions and stuff, and then correct whatever they have wrong or what they learned wrong or what they got wrong or false limitations they put upon themselves. And that's just a really easy way to reset the record straight. Then rinse off the salt and the sugar and the milk, and you'll feel like a new person.
Perfect.
Easy as we allow it to be.
Got time for one more phone call. We're going to let you know, those of you in Alexandria, Virginia, there will be a 7 o'clock group tonight. Be there at Mill Road Street. Only take the first people that come in. I unfortunately have to lock the door, so you get to be stuck with me for an hour and a half. Hope you're ready to be read and have psychic fun. We have a lot of people coming in. We'll have the Sun Hita Shindy will be there. For those of you who love the phenomenal girl from India, who's a very phenomenal psychic and healer. We have other friends going to be there. We're going to just get wild. So be ready, be here, and we love all of you. We're going to grab that. We've got a couple of you who've been so good. Let's grab a couple more phone calls. 310, what do you know, 310?
Hi, this is Brittany. I'm calling from California.
Welcome,
hi, Brittany.
Hi, I have a quick question. I have an educational teacher or coach. And my ex-partner now, we both share the same coach. But I recently realized that my coach no longer has my ex-partner's name on his website. So I was wondering what's going on between that? Because I think he's telling him some untruths about me.
You and your ex-partner and the coach took off the partner's name, not your name?
Yeah, he took off the partner's name.
So why wouldn't they have taken off your name? I mean, if they thought there was bad things about you, I mean, you might be getting that intuitively, but it doesn't make sense that person's name would be off it because that would make them look like the bad one of sorts. No?
Yeah.
My memory.
What
I'm kind of gathering, and Joseph, Jethro, you might get a better hit, that it's something between them, not really even about you. Maybe they're having a disagreement is what I see.
I keep seeing verbally with the person. I feel like something's went on, and I feel like they're doing it, and I feel like that you need to sit down, and they're trying to keep you out of it because of your own focus and energy, but your detective work saw it, and I feel like your curiosity needs to know. I feel like you're very loyal. You also want to understand what's happening. There's been something to discuss, too, about things with those two together, that they're personally at some kind of a mailing disagreement. I agree with Patty. They act like two gunslingers, and they're about ready to get shot, and they want you to stay out of the way. You know what I'm saying? There's some argument coming. You know, at noon, we're going to have this discussion. There's something between them and career. I feel like your man has not been getting the right things or something happened, and the other person is kind of not addressing it. And I feel this is a Mercury career. I think this is a good thing that they're not together. You know, I love, don't you feel it? I can feel you guys. Like, I just tell me, they said, Brittany, you know it. Like, you know that you, actually this coach has not done well for him.
Okay. That's interesting.
How are you with him? I feel like you're on a better note with him. I feel like actually you've kind of helped the coach.
Really? In what way?
I feel like you being there and giving the energy, you have a very like an angelic way with him. I feel that he looks to you and he feels very much like he can help you. You're growing and you like the fact that he's teaching you. I feel like you're a good student. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
As a teacher, I can testify to you that in a Scorpio, it's very good. I just got back from those of you know Edgar Cayce, a lot of events there in Virginia Beach, and what is beautiful to see is to see that correspondence with yourself and others. So, Brittany, I hear good things for you. Patty, what else do you feel for Brittany before they push us out that door? They're getting
no, I agree with you 100%. And I believe since your coach is your coach, what a coach-student relationship has to be is honest and communicating. So ask him, you know, don't turn it into a game. Just say, hey, you know, my ex, he probably knows whatever drama is or isn't attached to it. Just say, hey, why did so-and-so take their name off? Is there, and you could, I mean, if, depending on your relationship, you could say, I got a little worried. I didn't know if it's about me or if I'm just being paranoid there or you know, why? If he can't tell you or doesn't want to tell you, that's not integrity. He'll let you know that. But don't dance around it because then he'll just start creating something out of nothing or something wrong, whatever it is. So It's about communication and it's about honesty and integrity with your coach. Ask him.
Okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you both.
Thank you. And I want to tease all of you guys real quick, Brittany. We love all of you guys. Those of you getting the note, it was March, May actually of 2016 that I did the symbology class. For those of you coming, there is a little bit of a thing. Check it out. If you'd like me to do a magical, mystical class on symbology, I can work with you on the astrology, symbols, and other things I do know. You want to get with Patty on the magic and the light and the mediumship. I'm more of the psychic. I love to do the progression work of seeing the future and working with helping you build your ability, open your senses. So either way, you're going to win. Just get a hold of us, grab us. We'll both have fun. We'll help you coast to coast. Here I am on the East Coast. Patty's on the West Coast. Patty, we love you so much. I got to tell you, I listened to the show today. My daughter is named Patty. She's 15. And I just pray that she ends up being a beautiful lady like you. You both are born on the 13th, and I always knew it was lucky for me. Oh, I love
it. It is a good number, isn't it? It's a 4. It's great.
Anything new coming up, Patty? Any television shows? Anything we should know about?
For those who missed it 2 weeks ago, one of my ghost adventures is on again tonight. I think it's 6:00, the Freak Show Murder House. Again, this is not the enlightened Patty that you would sit around at a seance table in my living room. This is like we walking into a dark experience and you know, just bringing some insight to it. But that I think it's 6:00 in most channels that's airing again. Ghost Adventures, and I've got a couple other things. I put them out on my newsletter, too. A lot of the new media is crazy. All these new media kids, which could be like my grandkids. I love it. They're like 17, 16. Aaliyah Marie Johnson, Trevor Moran, Rajiv Dahl. So they've got all these things from their own apps and their own webs, and it's I don't even know what I'm doing. How do I tell anybody else? I just
love
spinning in circles, going, okay.
We're going to love you. Cheesy me, get a hold of us. Check it out. We want to make sure you're getting the most of what you can get. I do know that the friends of you that are tuning in today, make sure that you understand that you can get a hold of us. Read it in and listen to it in the archives. You can catch it there. Stay wild with the beat. We'll talk to you next week. Be ready, 4 p.m. Central Time. I know a lot of you are getting this show. If you hear this time on Twitter, IS, and the other work, remember to stay tuned because we will be giving some publicity. We are going to go to some bigger things. So you've asked for it. We're looking at it, and we're trying to go to AM and FM. So we'll let you know as it goes. Thank you for your prayers. See you next week.
Thank you,